Well, there's a very special event coming up in our area, and it is a tribute to Ed Kirby. It's going to be held June 4th at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. And it's a tribute that is well earned by a man, as I was saying before we got on the air, who's not only a pillar at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, not only a pillar in Region 1, not only a pillar of the community in Sharon, but of the tri-state region as a whole, and that is Ed Kirby. And joining us today to talk a little bit about this day coming up June 4th at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Richard Gustafson and also Art Walters. Richard and Art, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thank you, Marshall.
It's a pleasure, Marshall.
So I guess my first question is, Richard, I'll post it out to you. How did this all come about? How did the talk start? When did they talk? How did this all get going, this terrific tribute?
Well, as you know, Ed was alum of HVRHS, and for quite some time, the Alumni Association had worked with him and with the regional board to name the baseball field at the high school in his honor, and that was achieved in February of 2021, unfortunately, just about the time that Ed passed away. But following that decision by the board, the Alumni Association embarked on a campaign to raise funds to, frankly, reconstruct the baseball field and to try to make it one of the best in the northwest corner. And that's largely been accomplished at this point, and we're going to celebrate that, and we're going to celebrate Ed at June 4th over at the high school.
Now, did you play for Ed, Richard, when he was coach?
No, I didn't. I played football, but I didn't play baseball, and ran track, but I did not play baseball. Art did. Art,
of course Art did. Right, Art?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I had Ed for a coach as a 9, 10, 11, and 12-year-old in Little League. Then I had him consecutively the year after in Babe Ruth League for 13, 14, and 15-year-old, and then segued into my high school days with Ed. He coached me when I was a junior, and then in my senior year is when Ed took over as principal at Housatonic. And so I was fortunate to have him as my first, or actually his first year as principal at Housatonic. So I go back a long, long way with Ed Kirby.
I go back a long, long way to grammar school when my first girlfriend was Ann Kirby. It didn't last long, but Ann and I remained friends. I've been associated with Ed, not only as a student when he was a teacher, and also seeing the games, watching the baseball teams play, but also as a principal, and also as an administrator at the high school, and also as his unbelievable expertise on the geology of our area, and also Billy the Kid and the Western cohorts, the trips he used to take, and also how Ed really chronicled the iron industry and our history in our own area. That's what makes Ed such a truly special man. He was so committed to this community, and his works live on by informing people who might just move into the community to find out more about the community. Is that the type of feeling you had also, Richard?
Well, yes, as you can see from the tentative program, Marshall, that this is really a tribute to all of his dimensions of his work in the Northwest corner. Certainly baseball, and Steve Blass is going to speak to that, but his work in geology and the earth sciences, and we've got Wendy Gertzel coming from the West Coast to talk about that. She got interested in geology and earth sciences and engineering because of his passion for that discipline. And then Dick Paddock is going to talk. He's a historian who worked with Ed up on the Beckley Furnace. And oddly enough, your former date, at least Ann Kirby, is going to speak about Ed's commitment to his family, his immediate and extended family. So this is a broad tribute to Ed Kirby and all of the dimensions of delight and service that he brought to the Northwest corner throughout his life.
I don't want to single poor Ann out because also friends with her brothers and everything like that. But their family has meant, Ed and his wife and the family has meant so much to Sharon and the community. And Art, you had once again a little bit different look because you benefited with something that both Richard and I didn't. And that was working under obviously a coaching theory that was truly probably one of the best coaching theories going in that time because of the amount of people that he sent to the major leagues.
Yeah, I was blessed, Marshall. Ed Kirby was the guy for me as far as being a role model and even a father figure. He was very, very important to me. And this project for me has been a labor of love. And it's the least I could do, I felt, in some tribute to Ed for me. He coached me and we went to church together. I was friends with all of his kids, basically. And then in the waning years of our baseball careers, softball careers, we actually played softball together on the same team for Kirby's Kilowatts in a league down in Wingdale. It was a over 35 league. We, none of us were close to 35. We were close to 45 and 50, and Ed was 70 and he was still playing softball with us. So, his love of the game, was something special.
Mentioned father figure, I was a little bit of a hellraiser in high school and Ed was principal and you know what, the way he handled my reaching out for laughs and everything that was not that of an administrator, but was that of someone who really cared of the father figure. And I think that carried out in every phase of his life, because I know later on in his life, we worked together on so many different interviews, on so many different ones of his projects. He was just a guy who entered my life through meeting his children and stayed at my life right through the end. Being a community member that would come by and talk with me about the various things he was involved in.
Yeah, he was a special one for everybody, but especially for me, for sure.
You know, we're talking about Ed Kirby and the tribute to Ed Kirby, which is coming up June 4th at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It's going to start at 10 o'clock, and there's going to be a tour of the school. There's also going to be a batting practice for players of all ages. Art, are you going to get in on that?
If they have an L screen, I might be able to throw a few pitches, but they better have an L screen.
Well, then, of course, at 11 o'clock, the tribute to Ed Kirby will start. And Richard, this is where you are going to be welcoming everybody and then bringing on all the people that are going to speak. And it's quite a roster of people that are going to speak.
Yes, we have a number of speakers, and they're all under the expectation they're going to limit their remarks reasonably so we don't stay out there till dark. But we're moving through, obviously, a greeting from Pat Allen McCare, our the chairman of our board of the Alumni Association, and Ian Strever, the current principal at the high school. As I mentioned, Steve Blass is coming out from Pittsburgh to chat a little bit about the baseball aspects of Ed's work, and Wendy Gerstle will talk about geology and earth sciences and her career and how he affected her trajectory to the highest levels of work on the West Coast. And Dick Paddock's going to speak about the history and working with Ed at the Beckley Iron Furnace State Park up in East Canaan, although, of course, Ed was involved in many other historically related projects in the region. Ann Kirby will speak for the family and, as I mentioned, his love and commitment to Mary and the kids and the grandkids and the extended family. And then we, with the help of Ted Perotti, we put together a short video tribute to Ed that we'll close the program with. And with good fortune, we'll be done around noon and we'll then move to lunch at the ballpark. The Alumni Association is hosting a hot dog and Cracker Jacks. Ed loves Cracker Jacks and those types of things for lunch at the ballpark. So it should be fun. And we hope a lot of people in Northwest Connor and beyond can join us at 10 o'clock for the tour or batting practice and 11 o'clock for the tribute.
Once again, this is all going to happen on June 4th at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And there's no admission to attend this. This is just a true, honest-to-goodness tribute to the man who basically is a legend in this area and what he did for people in this area. And even people that have recently moved in that had no idea, don't understand the foundation that people like Ed Kirby put to make our area what it is today.
If I might, Marshall, we would like people to respond if they're planning on coming. Not, as you mentioned, it's an open and free event, but we'd like to get a count on numbers so we know how many hot dogs to cook. We do have an email address. It's simply HVRHS Kirby Field. That's HVRHS Kirby Field, all lowercase, at gmail.com. If you're planning to come, you or your friends and a group, just please go on to that email and let us know you're coming so we can plan accordingly.
Well, Arthur and Richard, thanks for taking a few minutes joining us. Thanks for also participating in putting this on the Ed Kirby Tribute June 4th, Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. Thanks for joining us today on Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Marshall. It's been a pleasure.